We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
This is the station you turn to first for live team coverage of breaking news. 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. Wichita's number one talk.
Good morning, 6 o'clock. This is the KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted. I'm Steve McIntosh. Now a cloudy sky and 27 degrees. KNSS breaking news. At least one person dead, several injured overnight as a tornado hits a suburb near Birmingham, Alabama. Just assessing the damage right now and the situation again. That's one dead and several injured near Birmingham, Alabama. Winter weather slammed parts of northwest and north-central Kansas Monday, making road conditions a concern for many. Roadways were snow-packed and icy much of the day. Kansas Department of Transportation crews were working to get the roads back to safe traveling conditions. A number of schools closed around the area. The National Weather Service reports Russell and Lincoln counties received the biggest snowfall, with 8 inches in Russell County, 5 inches in the city of Russell, and 6 inches near Wilson Lake. Winter weather advisories have been issued for parts of north-central Kansas today. The Senate is now ready to consider an article of impeachment again against former President Trump.
Hear ye, hear ye, hear ye.
For the second time in as many years,
all persons are commanded to keep silent on pain of imprisonment.
The Senate is a court of impeachment. Maryland Democrat Jimmy Raskin presented an article of impeachment approved earlier this month by the House against former President Trump.
President Trump repeatedly issued false statements asserting that the presidential election results were the product of widespread fraud.
Trump is accused of incitement of insurrection. Democrats say he encouraged a riot at the Capitol on January 6th. Trial arguments are set to begin in 2 weeks. On Capitol Hill, Jared Halpern, Fox News.
Kansas has seen another increase in deaths linked to COVID-19.
The Kansas Department of Health and Environment is reporting another 24 Kansans have died, bringing the state's total to 3,622. The KDHE also says 2,602 more Kansans have tested positive for the coronavirus, bringing the total since the pandemic began to 269,255. Since Friday, there have been 76 new hospitalizations in Kansas linked to COVID-19. The Monday update also shows that 4.5% of the state's population has been vaccinated against the coronavirus. The KDHE provides updates on the coronavirus vaccinations in Kansas on its website at kansasvaccine.gov. Dave Wilson, KNSS News.
A federal appeals court has upheld the convictions and sentences of three militia members facing decades in prison for their roles in a foiled 2016 plot to massacre Somali Muslims in southwest Kansas.
The 10th Circuit Court of Appeals rejected all of the arguments raised by attorneys for Gavin Wright, Curtis Allen, and Patrick Stein, who argue that the men were entrapped and that the method of selecting jurors was flawed. The men were convicted in 2018 of conspiracy to use a weapon of mass destruction and conspiracy against civil rights for a scheme to blow up a mosque and apartments housing Somalis in Garden City. Dan O'Neill, KNSS News.
A woman who admitted planning to provide top-secret information to Russia is heading to prison.
A West Virginia woman will spend more than 11 years in a federal prison after reaching a plea deal with prosecutors over charges stemming from top-secret information the government says she was planning to provide to Russia. 47-year-old Elizabeth Shirley was accused of possessing national defense data obtained while she worked at the National Security Agency during her time in the Air Force. The plea deal also involved accusations of parental kidnapping. Prosecutors say she took her 6-year-old to Mexico 2 years ago, hoping Russia would place her in a country with no extradition treaty after providing the secret information. Rich Dennison, Fox News.
KNSS News Time now, 6:04, 4 minutes past 6 o'clock.
KNSS.
Something depends on you. 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. Stephen, 10 in the morning now, 6:10, 10 minutes past 6 o'clock.
This morning in traffic and more or less all throughout the day today, I think the cold is going to be one of the bigger issues out there. Cold enough right now that any moisture on the roadways could freeze, so just watch out for those slippery spots out there on the roadways today. Otherwise, traffic conditions are certainly okay, but any moisture out in the roadways today could really freeze pretty easily with our high temperatures barely getting above freezing, if that, this today. Traffic update from 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. I'm Chad Chambers.
And now the first forecast with KNSS staff meteorologist Dan Holliday. Good morning, Dan.
Good morning. Temperatures fell into the 20s overnight across south central Kansas. And even though we have a quiet start to our day, we have another storm system on the way tonight. Clouding up today with a high 32. Snow begins by mid-evening. We could see about a half to 1 inch possible in south-central Kansas. Our low 22, clearing in 32 on Wednesday. I'm KNSS meteorologist Ann Holliday.
Now cloudy sky, 27 degrees, and the wind kicking up there. Northwest wind gusting to 24 miles per hour. 6:11 now, Stephen Ted here on KNSS on this Tuesday, January 25th, 26th, 2021. Had a cloudy, wet day across south-central Kansas Monday. Wichita's high temperature was 38 degrees, normal high for the day 43. And I knew it had rained a little bit, but I didn't know it rained this much. The National Weather Service reporting 1.24 inches of precipitation Monday, a record for that date in Wichita.
A dreary day yesterday.
Dreary day with a record rainfall. And it didn't seem like it rained that much to me.
It rained most of the day.
Yeah, but it was so light. In my neighborhood, anyway, there wasn't much going on. All right, 6:12, Stephen Ted, on this date in 2020. 1 year ago, NBA legend Kobe Bryant, his 13-year-old daughter, and 7 others were killed when their helicopter plunged into a steep hillside in dense morning fog in Southern California. The former Lakers star was 41 years old. That was 1 year ago.
Seems like it was 10 years ago.
Well, it's been one of those.
Seems like a long, long time
ago. Yeah. The Senate has approved President Joe Biden's nomination of Janet Yellen to be the nation's 78th Treasury Secretary. She is the first woman to hold the job in the department's 232-year history. Yellen, a former chair of the Federal Reserve, was approved by the Senate on an 84-15 vote, becoming the third member of Biden's cabinet to win confirmation. The 15 votes against her all came from Republicans. She is expected to play a key role in gaining congressional approval of Biden's $1.9 trillion coronavirus relief package, which is running into stiff opposition from Republicans who believe the price tag is too high. So she's going to carry the torch on that, but it could be a tough one. I'm thinking every day it could be tougher. I've seen a lot of pushback on that, and I can understand some of it just between you and me. Ohio Senator Rob Portman says he will not seek re-election to a third term in 2022, expressing dismay with the deep partisanship and dysfunction in American politics. Well, here's one who's bailing out, Ted. The career establishment Republican with a reputation for bipartisanship cites a political climate that has made it harder to break through the partisan gridlock and make progress. Portman says the U.S. is very polarized.
Well, that's discouraging.
And that former President Trump is part of the reason. Portman says it's shirts and skins right now. They just can't and won't agree on anything.
Yep. And
they have the deadlock like that.
That's not good for the country.
Maybe the country ought to have just a big, all of a sudden, just have a big referendum and say, throw them all out, get some new ones. But the new crop wouldn't be any better. Anyway, term limits, anybody? Gosh, I see that on Facebook every now and then, and doesn't seem to get much traction.
Term limits, fair tax.
Yeah.
It all seems like a good idea, but boy, it never gets any traction.
We've had, we were talking about the weather just a moment ago, and locally and up in the northwest and north central part of the state, some pretty good snowfall up there and a lot of closings of schools and so forth. And they're going to apparently have some more weather today. And gosh, you just said we could get an inch of snow around here tonight. We'll have to wait.
We'll see.
Yeah. Snowfall, as I've said before, and who was it that told me that? Was it one of the local meteorologists? Could have been Merrill Teller. Tell me years ago. You know, predicting snowfall is almost impossible. You just can't do it. We can take a shot at it, but you know, one block it's 6 inches, the other block there's a trace, so snowfall's hard. All right, we got to keep in track of the pandemic here in Sedgwick County. We are up to, we've jumped over 38,000 total cases, 38,562s, and Sedgwick County deaths at 352 now. What have we got? Kingman only has 642 cases. Just west of here. Reno County, almost 8,000. Butler, 6,600. Harvey, 3,200. Kingman has, I don't know, they've got a secret over there. Maybe it's just not that populous a county. That's part of it. It doesn't have that many people in it, so there you go. We're getting reports on these. What did we do on Monday, Wednesday, and Friday? Is that it, Ted?
From the state.
So I don't have my shot yet, and I don't know how I'm going to get one. And I've kind of given up. I'll wait until. No, I'm not going to get anxious about it. I'd like to get a vaccine, get a vaccination, and if it comes about, it does. If it does, it doesn't.
I think I heard from my mom. She tried to schedule an appointment, and they told her they're out of vaccine. Call some other time.
Don't doubt that.
I mean, so I was like, that's great.
I mean, the state says somebody blames it on the state. State bitches on the Fed. There's plenty of people to blame on it. Yeah, no, the drug companies don't manufacture enough, and you know. Hey, folks, it's a pandemic. Can we get something going? Somebody, somewhere, do something?
A story I put together this morning was talking about how Douglas County ran out in 30 minutes. They had their website open for people to apply for the open spots, and they were out of vaccine in 30 minutes.
Yeah,
that's where we're at.
Well, I'm glad you're doing well, Ted. And I'm glad Chad and I are doing well. We'll keep going here as long as we can. All right.
Well, we've got a demand for a third of a billion people, and the supply is not meeting that.
Not there. 6:18 now, Steve and Ted here on KNSS. Let's go ahead with leadoff sports now. Ted Woodward. Ted, what's happening in sports this morning?
What's happening is what's not happening.
What's not happening?
Another shocker men's basketball game is off the books. Wichita State's next men's game was supposed to be at Cincinnati tomorrow night, but the conference has now postponed that one. COVID issues and protocol for Cincinnati derailing that one. So the Shockers' next scheduled game is Central Florida, Saturday afternoon at Coke Arena. By that point, it will be 9 days since the Shockers last played, that 20-point loss at Memphis. So the Shocker men have now had two straight games postponed, and they hope they'll be able to play Saturday at Coke Arena.
Mm.
College men's basketball, the new polls coming out yesterday. Still no change at the top. Undefeated Gonzaga at number one, undefeated Baylor at number two. Kansas takes a big drop. The Jayhawks on that three-game losing streak, dropping 6 spots in the AP poll, dropping 9 spots in the coaches poll. KU now ranked 15th in the Associated Press and 18th in the coaches poll. Some not-so-good news for the Kansas City Chiefs. Their offensive left tackle will not be playing in the Super Bowl. Eric Fisher tore his Achilles tendon in Sunday's win against the Bills, and Eric Fisher will miss the Super Bowl.
He's their veteran, man. He's the
Chiefs
guy.
Right now, foremost, is protecting Patrick Mahomes and his turf toe. Want to keep him healthy, but now they've got a hole on the offensive line they'll have to plug in. Of course, we are 12 days away from the Super Bowl, February 7th. And, of course, you can hear that game right here on your radio home of the Chiefs.
How about that?
On Super Bowl Sunday, 12 days from now, right here on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. Speaking of the Chiefs-Bills game on Sunday, there was a There was an incident in the stands involving a hip-hop R&B artist.
R&B artist Trey Songz was arrested Sunday night, pulled from his seats at Arrowhead Stadium by police amid a skirmish during the AFC Championship.
Hey, he didn't do nothing wrong. That dude is out of control.
TMZ obtaining video of the singer being brought into custody. According to officials, fans sitting near Trey Songz complained that he and members of his party were not following stadium COVID protocols, namely not wearing any face coverings. Cops intervened after security attempted to quell things. Trey Songz is accused of attacking one of the officers, while some witnesses say that cops were immediately and unnecessarily aggressive towards the Bottoms Up singer. He's now facing multiple charges, including assaulting a police officer, which is a low-grade felony. Matt Napolitano, Fox News.
NBA basketball action. Anything?
Yeah. No, shake your head, you know.
NBA basketball yesterday, the worst team in the league beat the top team in the East. The Detroit Pistons got an upset win, beat the Philadelphia 76ers 119-104. Of course, there are a lot of local connections for the Pistons. Former Kansas Jayhawk Josh Jackson had 12 points and 7 rebounds off the bench for Detroit. Another Jayhawk, Svi Mykhailiuk, made both his free throws for 2 points. And former Kansas State Wildcat Rodney Magruder got a couple of minutes off the bench for the Pistons. Snapped that 4-game losing streak with that win over the 76ers. And a happy birthday today to Mr. Baseball, Bob Uecker. He's 87 years old today. He played 6 years in the big leagues as a kind of a backup catcher.
And backup, Tim McCarver.
Yeah, so yeah. Never really could hit very well.
Well, would you like to have him in your locker room?
Milwaukee Braves, yeah. And that's thus he made a great career after baseball as an actor. He appeared on Johnny Carson
dozens and dozens
of times. Johnny loved having
Bob. Oh, well,
Bob
yeah, it was
on.
Funny.
Because he told funny stories and made fun of himself and his career. And
yeah.
Good stuff. And, of course, Bob Uecker made a very brief cameo in Wichita. Played for the Wichita Braves for a couple of games back in 1957.
I probably saw him play or saw him. You know, Simon the dugout.
So happy birthday to Mr.
Bob
Baseball,
Uecker.
Bob Uecker.
Just a bit outside. Yeah, I'll always remember that about him. Yeah,
Bob Uecker, 87.
Who did he do? Bud Light commercials, or was
oh
it
he did
light,
those, yeah
light beers?
Must be in the front row.
Front row. Yeah, what a guy, terrific guy.
Down in front. Yeah, good stuff. Bob Uecker. 87 today. Happy birthday. That's sports with Stephen Ted.
6:21 now. Keep it here for Dr. Sanjay Gupta. How is the strength of your relationships during the pandemic? That's coming up, Steve, at 10 in the morning on KNSS.